This tutorial was originally produced for our internal team of instructors in order to teach them how to trim excessive silence out of the lectures that they produce and post to our website. The tutorial, however, was of such high quality that we thought that it would be a benefit to the community at large if we were to share this for free. If you would like to know more about the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired, please visit our wiki at wiki.cucat.org. And if you'd love to take one of our courses, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Welcome, everybody, to the complimentary free presentation on the Reaper Trim Dialogue. First of all, we'd like to thank Derek for putting aside the time to come and show us this. This is an incredibly powerful feature. And I will say for myself that this is the one feature that kept me using SoundForge for trimming my lecture audio for the last 4 years. So I'm very excited to listen to this and learn how this happens. Apparently, this has been hidden in Reaper for a long time. So sit back and enjoy Derek's trim presentation. Very powerful stuff.
Thank you. So this command in Reaper is one of those elusive, obvious things that I only found because I was very bored one day. I did a search for trim in the actions dialog, which from within Reaper you can get to by pressing F4. And from there you can type in a word and find that Reaper has about 800 variants of how to do the very, very, very thing you want it to do. That having been said, this dialogue was discovered and since mapped to Control Grav, which is the key to the left of the numeral 1 on the English United States keyboard. And to demonstrate it, I'm going to record some audio that we're going to play with. And for those who want to follow along, if you'd do the same thing, that would be great. After this recorded demo, I'm going to open the latest unedited lecture of the Cavi Meals Under 30 class, and we're going to use that as a thing to mess with as well to show how this dialogue can work in another application, in a much longer form application. But so that we all have kind of the same thing to go along with and to play with, let's open Reaper, which I've done. I'm going to press Control T to make a new track.
Track blend.
I'm going to type boring long thing.
Track one boring long thing.
And I'm going to, and you'll learn all about this in the Reaper course, use Reconsole to change the input to my microphone, which I have done.
Normal.
Monitoring the track to make sure that it is working. And it is, which is good. And so now I'm prepared to record.
One more ring on.
And I'm going to be a little bit ponderous in a very annoying, obnoxious way. So here we go. Hello, everyone. I am sitting here, and I'm making a very valuable use of your time. Presenting material that I have rehearsed very well. And that I'm not thinking of off the cuff. At all. Never. Not me. Right.
Select unsaved project.
I press space twice very quickly so that I could stop the recording and save it. Now, I have this incredibly ponderous recording. So now that this is recorded, I'm going to make sure my track is selected. And just to get to the beginning of the item,
101 boring long thing 170,100,
which has been created as a result of making that recording. I'm going to press Control Shift N to normalize it. Now, Osara doesn't speak, but I can promise you it's very much a normalized item. Hello, everyone, and so on. Now, what I want to do is show you this dialogue initially, and let's see if we can trim this thing up and get it a lot shorter than the. Let's see, how long is this thing?
R21 beat 472%.
That's in musical terms, but I'm going to press Control Shift J twice to find out that it is 41.2 seconds. Let's see if we can get it down to about like the 8 that it should be.
101 boring long thing 170,000.
So Control Left Arrow, select the item. Control Grav to bring up this trim dialogue.
Auto trim slash click items dialog BBBBMSMSMS 0 to disable leading pad, MS trailing pad, MS mode threshold, edit selected minus 30.0.
Okay, the threshold. How loud does something have to be before it's allowed through the trimmer? That's the threshold. Minus 30, given that I was speaking in a normalized file, or rather, to be more accurate, a normalized item, we'll be fine. We could probably even go higher, but we'll say minus 30 for now.
Hysteresis, edit selected, minus 10.0.
Hysteresis, that adds or subtracts a value from the threshold for sake of factoring the release or when the threshold is lowered. So to start, something has to be above negative 30. But for the threshold to lower down to cut out all the extraneous stuff, I have a minus 10 dB hysteresis on that. I'm actually going to, in this case, change it to minus 15.
Dash one, zero, dot.
So now the beginning threshold, or the start threshold, essentially, is at 30. And for something to be considered as extraneous, it has to fall below what threshold before it's removed?
Minus 45.
Yep. Because this means that...
Is everybody following? Is everyone struggling with the hysteresis? So the gate opens at the threshold that you set, minus 30, and then the hysteresis says that the gate won't close until the level is threshold plus or minus the hysteresis quieter. So he set it to minus 15, so the open level is minus 30. The closed level has to be minus 45, because minus 30 minus 15 is minus 45, I should say.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I get it.
Yep. That allows for kind of talk off. So, hey, this is me talking, and I'm talking, and I'm running out of breath, so I'm going to shut up now. That kind of thing. That allows for a little bit of flexibility in the dynamics, as it were.
Ignore silence shorter than edit selected 200.
Ignore silence shorter than 200 milliseconds for that, in that case, is very quick. So if you pause for more than 200 milliseconds, that pause is fine, and then everything else after that is irrelevant.
You might want that a little bit longer then.
Yeah, so I would say 500 or 600, which you may still think is a little short, but you'll find out why that may not be very short in a bit.
I think Gold Wave, the one I usually choose, is half a second or something. I can't remember. It's one of the default settings, so that would be 500, right?
Yeah.
Now this next one.
Make non-silent clips no shorter than edit selected 100.
Make non-silent clips no shorter than 100 milliseconds. So if within silence you have a noise, a cough, a throat clearing, an something like that, and you know those noises are around a certain period of time, then you can say to ignore them. You can say, well, that there was some silence interruption there, some noise, but it wasn't long enough to be considered the kind of sound I actually want to keep. So throw that out too. And that's set to 100 milliseconds.
Make non-silent clips no shorter than edit focus selected 100.
Make non-silent clips no shorter than... I'm going to change mine to 200 milliseconds.
Edit selected 50.
Leading pad. This isn't going to read with NVDA, but this means how long before the detected noise do you want me to open the gate to let stuff through? So let's say someone begins to speak, but you actually want to get them breathing a little bit, because maybe you want them to sound human. You could put in something like 75 or 100 milliseconds, and that would let some of their breath get in your trimmed audio.
Blank.
And that's what I'm going to change mine to.
Edit selected 200.
How long do you want to hang out after silence has been detected? So if you had 500 milliseconds plus a trailing pad of 200 milliseconds, you would have up to how many milliseconds of silence?
700.
Sort of. Because you got to factor in your leading pad to your next bit of audio, you see. Because then there's a little silence before the next clip starts, for sake of look ahead, if that's what you want. So that was a little bit of a trick. But most of the time, I have a leading pad of 50 or 75 milliseconds. And so that doesn't really make a huge difference in timing in the way we would perceive speech. Musically, oh God, yes. Speech, no.
Fade pad checkbox checked.
Fade pad checkbox checked. Do you want it to fade or do you want it to just cut? If you want it to fade, then you check it. If you want it to cut, then don't.
Which one sounds better?
Depends on what you're doing. In this case, I want it to cut. I don't want any fades.
I've never had it fade, but I've never had a reason to. And the one thing that you'll notice too is once you kind of learn work with this, is you'll think that, well, maybe Derek's settings are too quick, or maybe, you know, whatever. So it's really cool because you can tinker around with them until you get the right settings that you want on any of these edit fields.
It's all non-destructive. No audio is injured during the process of your slicing it to bits.
Auto-adjust snap offset to peak value in the first edit selected 50.
Auto-adjust snap offset to peak value, blah, blah, blah.
50 unselect.
50 milliseconds. I've left this alone because that's generally worked well. Who remembers zero crossings and what they are and how you want to watch out for them when you're doing your edits?
I remember.
Well, what this does is it looks 50 milliseconds or 100 milliseconds or 2 milliseconds or however many milliseconds you have specified at this point in each direction to figure out where it can make an edit so that you don't create a zero crossing problem. So it will look within 50 milliseconds of each side to find a place where it can make a clean cut for you.
Cool.
SoundForge doesn't do that. You can fade, but if you turn the fading off, it will click. If something falls below the threshold, it doesn't look around, it just kills it.
Goldwave kind of does it with the sort of look around thing. It's kind of like the non-silent thing that you were talking about here, but it's not nearly as sophisticated.
It helps because it crossfades. That's how it circumvents its zero crossing problem. You can do the crossfade thing, and that's very cool.
Combo box split and remove silent areas collapse.
Now, there's a bunch of things we can do here. What I've always used this for is to split and remove silent areas. But in this combo box, you can find
split and keep silent areas.
Split and keep silent areas.
Split only before non-silence.
Split only before non-silence.
Split only before silence.
Split only before silence. And that's what you have there.
Split only before non-silence.
Now, split only before non-silence is interesting because then you can go, and we'll talk about how to do this in class as well. And you can render each of those items as a separate file, and you can use this to take something long with, you know, pauses in it and, you know, maybe break it up into tracks or something like that. But in this case, what we want to do is the first option in this combo
split
box,
and remove silent areas.
Which is to split and remove the silent areas.
Preserve timing of non-silent areas, checkbox checked.
Preserve timing is checked because I was using this to clean up a track of a podcast. I don't want to slam everything together. I just want to essentially make a gate. That's what I wanted to do then. But what I want to do now is, of course, close all the gaps and delete them.
Not checked.
So we're going to uncheck that box.
Preserve timing of non-silent areas checkbox focus
so
not.
The preserve timing box is unchecked.
Split grouped items at times of selected item splits checkbox not checked.
For our purposes here, you don't have to worry about that since we're dealing with one item on one track.
Run signal through track effects for detection checkbox checked.
Now this is a very powerful feature that I will demonstrate in a bit, but you can make the result of track effects factor in to the audio that Reaper reads when it's doing its trim operation. So what I've done with this is put a filter on the track to filter out a bunch of the low and the high end so that nothing but speech will trigger the threshold.
So example, that or other things would get like knocked out. You know, that sort of thing.
Then you could use filters to filter out key noises.
Yeah.
Or mouth clicks. Some people, a lot, when they talk.
I didn't think I did until I listened to myself recorded. Apparently I do it more than I thought.
Process button.
And then you have your process button. So I'm going to press my process button, and we're going to
press unsaved project Reaper
V5.3 to this worked very quickly.
R9B3.
And now,
min 17.190.
We went from, what did it say, 48 seconds at the beginning of this thing?
41. Down 41 to 41.
To 17.
Yeah, down to 17.
And we have
one boring on thing, 13 items.
13 items on this track now.
R1 beat 10%.
So I pressed, as of the latest Osara from 2 days ago, we have the new key map. So control home to go to the top of this project. And I'm going to press play and we're going to see what we have. Hello, everyone. I am sitting here and I'm making a very valuable use of your time. Presenting material that I have rehearsed very well. And that I'm not thinking of off the cuff at all. Never. Not me. Right. Now, notice those two uhs that I deliberately put in there were still in the trimmed result. There are two ways we can get rid of those. They're separate items, so all we have to do is control right arrow over to them and delete them. Or we can press undo. Hello, everyone. And try it again. So let's try pressing undo.
Undo auto trim slash split items. Auto trim slash split items.
And
hysteresis, edit no silence shorter than edit selected 200. Make non-silent clips no shorter than edit selected 200.
Changing that to about, maybe, I think 600 milliseconds should do it.
Unsaved project Reaper V5.1 boring unthing arm 13 items.
Apparently not. We still have our 13 items. Are any of them arms, though?
Hello, hello.
I am and I'm valuable. Presented. Yep, one of the other ones are still there. Yep.
Undo adult,
so we can undo it again.
Adult rehysteresis. Edit selected minus 15 points. Ignore silence shorter than edit selected 200. Make non-silent clips no shorter than edit selected 600. Ignore what silence shorter like? Than edit selected 200. Make non-silent clips. Six,
try a second.
1,000. Unsaved project. One boring unthing arm 11 items.
Yep, that did it.
There you go.
That did it. So now if we play this from the top, we have... Hello. Notice we don't have the huge amount of silence at the beginning either. Hello, everyone. I am sitting here, and I'm making a very valuable use of your time. Presenting material that I have rehearsed very well, and that I'm not thinking of off the cuff at all. Never. Not me. Right. Those ums are still there, though.
They're still there. I wonder, though, if that's not...
It's because the arm sound is considered speech, and it is a long enough sound to actually make it through. And if you set it too long, you might actually lose things like I and stuff. So it's probably just easier to just trim them out as items, honestly. Like,
that's what I would honestly do. The other thing that I noticed you didn't do, too, is you didn't put your filter, and so that didn't go away.
Here's also a question while we're talking about this. Do you guys take those out? Because I don't edit classes that much, but should I be?
It's honestly up to your presentation. Like, Derek is really tight on that. Like, he doesn't like noises and, you know, things of that nature from talking. And I tend to get kind of iffy with my ums, particularly if I'm presenting, because I don't like to sound like I'm bumbling. So, like that. So... It's that sort of thing that I, you know, that we try to do. But it's not a requirement or anything. It's just how we tend to run things.
So there is that. Now, who actually followed along and did the trimming and got satisfactory results?
That I've done is it before. Cool.
What you'll find really scary about it is that you'll take like a 2-hour lecture and it'll go down to like an hour and 10 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, I'm used to knocking 10, 15, 20 minutes of silence off. I think this will get more.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one thing that's really cool about this, if you want, you can see every edit that's made. Since you're trimming one item into multiple items, because that's the nature of the way Reaper keeps track of its clips of audio, MIDI data, video data, time code, etc. So if it makes a mistake, you can actually grow the length of the item in the direction that it cut part of the audio to fix it without having to undo the whole thing and try it again.
That's very cool. And it's going to save people a lot of time when they're doing their edits and stuff. It's going to save a lot of messing around.